Here we are, latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the fitness of Sergio Aguero, and the club are still hopeful that he'll be fit for their season opener against Wolves after making a fast recovery from knee surgery just 3 months ago. The star frontman was expected to miss the start of the campaign after going under the knife in late June. According to reports, the Argentine will be available for selection by Pep Guardiola in time for the September 21st clash after making a quick progression in his rehabilitation. Moving into that, there are of course other options. Gabriel Jesus is an option. Riyad Mahrez or Raheem Sterling can play number 9. Aguero was absent for a disappointing defeat when they played Lyon in the Champions League. Guardiola will be hoping he can keep the 32-year-old fresh and fit and ready to go this season. Into other news, at Manchester City, loanee Lucas Nemeth scored from the penalty spot as Anderlecht secured a 2-0 win over Cercle Bruges in the Belgian Super League on Sunday. The Anglo-German of Nigerian descent is on loan from Premier League side Man City, making a second appearance for the Purple and Whites, having played 45 minutes against Ostend on August the 28th. He gave them the lead in the 36th minute and was able to kick on and help them get the victory. Into other news and reports with a potential target for later down the line and Kylian Mbappe, and he's reportedly told PSG that he wants to leave the club next summer, according to reports. He's the most expensive player in history at the time. He's the second now after recent deals have gone through. The 21-year-old has become one of the best players in the world in Paris, and 90 goals as well as a further 51 assists in the club in just 124 games. He's becoming what could be the next man on the throne for the likes of the Ballon d'Or awards when Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo hang up the boots. Mbappe has insisted in the past that he's happy in Paris, but reports claim he wants a new challenge come the summer. That's all them for the latest headlines. We will have more news later.